Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninin M. Hang Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday interacted with Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, who is on board the International Space Station. Mr. Modi said, Shubhanshu's journey marks the auspicious beginning of a new era. Sharing his experiences with Prime Minister Modi, Captain Shukla said, he has learned a lot during his training, saying that his journey is a collective achievement for the entire country.
अंतरिक्ष में भारत का परचम लहराने के लिए मैं आपको हार्दिक बधाई और शुभकामनाएं देता हूं। सबसे पहले तो ये बताइए, वहां सब कुशल मंगल है? आपकी तबीयत ठीक है?
जी प्रधानमंत्री जी, बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद आपकी विशेष का और 140 करोड़ मेरे देशवासियों की विशेष का। मैं यहां बिल्कुल ठीक हूं, सुरक्षित हूं। आप सबके आशीर्वाद और प्यार की वजह से बहुत अच्छा लग रहा है। बहुत नया एक्सपीरियंस है ये, और कहीं ना कहीं बहुत सारी चीजें ऐसी हो रही हैं जो दर्शाती हैं कि मैं और मेरे जैसे बहुत सारे लोग हमारे देश में और हमारा भारत किस दिशा में जा रहा है।
Captain Shukla is the second Indian astronaut who has traveled to space for decades after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma made the cosmic journey as part of a Soviet mission in 1984. Advisor for Geology and Mining W. Chingang Konyak has emphasized the economic potential of Nagaland's mineral resources. Addressing the second Northeast Mining Ministers' Conclave in Guwahati yesterday, he said the state is rich in sustainable minerals such as oil, natural gas, coal and sandstone. However, challenges remain in translating the potential into a robust mining industry. Mr. Konyak noted that Nagaland has stepped up efforts to explore coal and limestone in line with the country's mineral exploration goals, indicating that some limestone blocks could be ready for exploration within the next 2 to 3 years.
The government of Nagaland acknowledged the Ministry of Mine and Ministry of Coal for supporting exploration activities and capacity building of DGM Nagaland through the NMET and CMBDI. Looking toward national and state interests, I would like to state that at least some mineral block, limestone, magnetic will be ready for exploration in the next 2 to 3 years.
Highlighting poor connectivity as a key challenge, the advisor urged the central government to support infrastructure development to expedite mining activities in the region. The government has issued model rules for the felling of trees on agricultural land in a bid to promote agroforestry. It also aims at doubling farmers' incomes, increasing tree cover outside forests, mitigating climate change and ensure sustainable land use. The Environment Ministry, in a letter sent to all state chief secretaries, said the objective is to enhance the ease of doing business in agroforestry and incentivize farmers to integrate trees into their farming systems without facing undue procedural hurdles. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said the preamble of any constitution is its soul and it is not changeable. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar said, addition of words socialist, secular and integrity in the preamble during the emergency signal betrayal of the mindset of the framers of the constitution.
The preamble of Indian constitution is unique. The preamble has been imparted by we the people of India, except Bharat. Nobody's constitution's preamble has undergone change. And why? Preamble is not changeable. Preamble is not alterable. Preamble is the basis on which constitution has grown.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 123rd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website, News On Air mobile app and live streamed on YouTube channels. And in a major push to promote holistic health and alternative healing methods, the Indian Red Cross Society Dimapur District has launched a 5-day acupressure and chiropractor therapy camp. The camp commenced yesterday at the Lions Health Centre in Midland and will continue until July 2 with 3 experienced doctors from Rajasthan. With specialised treatments such as acupressure, chiropractic therapy, fire cupping among others, the camp is providing non-invasive, drug-free relief for various chronic conditions including back and joint pain, cervical and thyroid issues, headaches, asthma and arthritis. Chairman of the Red Cross Society Dimapur, Chandu Agarwal, said over 500 people are expected to benefit from the camp. Daily sessions are being held in 2-time slots from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 3 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. A registration fee of 100 rupees covers all 5 days. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.